The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Samech Vav. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Maratza Kenati Yafa Batzalav, and in Nishmat Avraham Ben Esteru, Hashem Tenham Began Eden. Amen. Ve'ena mekabel tum'ah. Okay, next item. It's not mekabel tum'ah. What does that mean? It's like karka. Look at Rashbam on Amud Rishon. Ve'enu mekabelet tum'ah. Zu hakaveret b'mkoma. In its place, as long as it's fixed in its place, it's not mekabelet tum'ah. Tekivan de mechuberiti lekarka, yatsam meturat keli. That's it, it's attached. Ve'gam advash te betocha enu mekabelet tum'ah. Even the honey it's movable, the honey moves. Doesn't matter. Since it's in the kaveret, it's batel to the kaveret. De batel gabe kaveret. Only as long as the kaveret is affixed in its place. Okay, but if you moved it, then already the devash becomes like a ochel, comes like a food, and it can become tumah. Okay, next case. Oh, let's say a guy on Shabbat goes and draws honey from this kaveret. Hayav hatat. What sin did he make? No, not squeezing. Tolesh, you're uprooting something from the karka. Could you go to a tree and pull an apple off a tree on Shabbat? It's tolesh. So if you tell me that this is considered mechubad the karka, so by taking out the honey, you're being tolesh. So if a guy does that on Shabbat, you'd be hayav hatat. Okay? That's all Rabbi the Eliezer talking. Hachamim omrib enake karka. Hachamim argue, no, kaveret is not like karka. And therefore what? A few things come out. It's not like karka. Why? Because it started off detached. It was detached and then you fixed it onto the wall, let's say, whatever. So therefore, since it started off detached, no good. Right? Enake karka. Look at the Rashbam. Mishum dechibur bekarka lo batir turat keli mine umekabelu tumah mekoma. It's considered mekabel tum'ah, because it's a keli. V'gam advash, which means the advash also becomes tameh. And what else? Ein kodva alei pros. Well, you can't write a pros bowl for that, because it's really considered a non-karka. U'mekabel tum'ah mekuma v'arodim v'mena b'shabbat patur. And if you draw honey from this on Shabbat, it'll be patur, because it's not considered attached. Now, stop right there. Lord Rabbi Eliezer. Here's the Lord Rabbi Eliezer. Because what do you see from Rabbi Eliezer? Even though it was detached, and then you attach it to the ground, the kaveret is considered karka. But by mikveh, when it was detached and you were chokek, right, you made it a keli, and then you attached it, he says it's still pasul, it's considered mayim she'uvin. So you see, that's the Lord of Bili Ezer. I repeat again. By kaveret, what did the Bili Ezer say? You had the kaveret and you attached it. What's called karka? Good, beautiful. So we learn from Rabbi Eliezer, even though it's detached, once you attach it, it's karka. But mikveh, you didn't say that. You said you made it a keli first. Then you attached it to the mikveh, it's still a keli. Pasul she'uvin. Lord Rabbi Eliezer. So you see that mikveh cannot be with, it's not Rabbi Eliezer. Because the Rabbi Eliezer is, you don't agree with that mikveh case. Kabbalah says, no. Don't compare honey to the mikveh. Why not? Hatam, kida amar bil azar ta'amad, amar bil azar, my tamad bil azar. What is the reason why bil azar by beehives considers it karka? Because he has a special pasuk in the Navi that says what? Dichtiv vayitbol ota biyarot hadevash. It calls the beehive, ya'arot, calls honey, ya'arot hadevash. What does ya'arot mean? Ya'ar means like a forest. Like the devash tree. Now why would it call devash? Ya'arot ha-devash, a tree of honey. So the Gemara says, ma ya'ar hatolesh v'enu b'shabbat hayav hatat. Just like a ya'ar, meaning a tree, If you're toleshit on Shabbat, you're going to be chayav chatat. Avteva shalot neminu b'Shabbat, chayav chatat. So too, honey, if you take it out of the kaveret on Shabbat, you'll be chayav chatat. Gezerat ha-katuf. We see in the Navi, it's called Ya'arot ha-devash. So therefore, don't tell me, could be really old, the Mikveh case. That really, when something is detached, then you attach it, it still has a shem, keli. That's why the water that goes through this item is going to be she'uvin. Ah, but you told me by a beehive. Beehive is separate thing. Is that the katub by beehive that it's compared to a ya'ar? And just like a ya'ar is attached, so too the beehive is considered attached. So it can be Shabbat, and for the other things. So therefore, no proof. No proof from the kaveret case. You ask you a question. If it's not to be the ayaz, then it's the Rabbanan. So Rashbam pointed that out earlier when he said that we're talking about a different Rabbanan. Not this Rabbanan in the Rabbi Eliezer Machloket. There's another load of Rabbanan. Because you're right. If it's not Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbanan. A different Rabbanan. It means Lord Rabbanan in a different place. Rabbanan says, okay, we found it. Ela Rabbi Eliezer the Daf. Rabbi Eliezer of the Daf. What's Daf? Daf is a plank. Daf of what? It says Ditnan. Daf Shin Nahtumin. You have a baker's plank. What is this plank for? Either they place it in front of their store to put the goods on it to sell it, or they put it in their store against the wall in order to knead the dough on it. But that's the plank of the Nahtumim. Now, it is a keli. Well, they don't hokek it. They don't chisel it out. But what they do is they sand it and they prepare it to make it a plank. So daf shel nachtomim shekavo b'kotel, you attach it to the wall. Rabbi Eliezer mitahir. Rabbi Eliezer said it is considered tahor. Now even though before you put it on the wall, you made it a keli, because like I told you, what do? They sand it up and all that. So what do you see? What do you mean tahor? Tahor from mikabel tumah. It's not a keli. Oh, so what do you see? This Rabbi Eliezer cannot be going like the mikveh. Because what did he say by mikveh? If you made it a keli, if you were hokek the drain first, and then you put it against the wall, it's pasul, it's considered a keli for ma'im she'uvin. And here he says what? That it's tahor. Even though it was a keli first before you attach it to the wall. Bingo, we found the Lord of Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer is not like the mikveh, because he holds by daf shel nachtumin, she'hakeko, let's say, ve'arkach, you put it against the wall, it's tahor. Now the Gemara says, "Mani." Now the Gemara starts. Who's the author? Either be the Eliezer. If you want to say that the Mikveh case is the Bili Eliezer, afilu hakeko ulbesof kavo, which means according to the Bili Eliezer, the Bili Eliezer holds by this case over the Daf Tahor. Tahor means in all cases. Rabbi Eliezer holds, even if you chisel the daf first, chisel means you sanded it, whatever, and then you attached it, it's tahor. So therefore, it cannot be the case of mikveh. Because by the mikveh, you clearly said that if you made it a keli first, then attach it, it's still a keli. So for sure, it's not Rabbi Eliezer. And it's not the rabbis either. Eat a banan, afilu kav'o besuf hakeko nameh. Now, Rabbanan say by the case of Daf, the Daf is Tameh. Now, they don't make a Chiluk either. They hold it's Tameh in all cases. That means, even if you attached it, and then you were Hokek it. They hold, I don't care. Even if you attached it and it wasn't a kid and you sanded it, it's Tameh. So by the Mikveh case, it should be Pasul. So the Mikveh case, we didn't say that. The Mikveh case, we said if you attached it and then were Hokek, it's okay. It's okay, be the banan. Oh, so we finally found the Lord of Bili Ayezer, the Lord of Banan. It's all in the case of Daf. I repeat, because in the case of Daf, Hakamim said Tahor. That means Tahor in all cases. And the Bili Ayezer, the Hakamim said what? Mekabel Tuma in all cases. Oh, there you go. There you go. Lord of Bili Ayezer, why? Because Tahor in all cases, even if you made it a keli, this Daf, you made it a keli, and then you attached it, Tahor. Okay, that's not the Mikveh case. Because the Mikveh, you said, if you made it a keli, then attach it as a din of a keli. It's not karka. And therefore, the Mikveh is going through water, it's Maim Shovin. And Rabbanan is the opposite. Rabbanan said, it's always Tameh. Even if you attach the Daf and then made it a keli. By Mikveh, we said that case is okay. So, Rabbanan. Rabbanan says, no. That's not good either. Le'olam Rabbi Eliezer. I'll tell you, the case of Mikveh is Rabbi Eliezer. Veshani Peshute Kili Aetz. Ditum Ad Rabbanan. Okay. Minat Torah, Peshute Kili Aetz. Are not Mikabel Tum'ah. What is Peshute Kili Aetz? A keli made out of wood. The Torah, when it talks about keli, it talks about metal and other keli. It doesn't talk about wood. So where do we get this concept that a wooden keli is Mikabel Tum'ah? That's a Midrabbanan. So once already you're telling me that, I understand the situation, which means, really, look at the Rashbam, Le'olam Rabbi Eliezer, it's, you see the bottom, Tosfot Mechlal, a couple of lines above that, Tosfot Le'olam Rabbi Eliezer, Svira le keberaita de tzino shago besof kavo, akati keli uvelo beti legabe karka, upasir tamigve. Really holds that even though you made it a keli, since you made it a keli first by mikveh, and you attached it, it still retains the shem keli, and therefore the water goes through it, it's going to be pasul. That's the Rabbi Eliezer. But over here, by the case of the daf, it's talking about it's a wooden keli. Wooden keli, we're lenient. Wooden keli, the whole tum'ah of a wooden keli is drabbanan. So he's going to say, and a wooden keli, I don't care what, once you attach it to the wall, the rabbis are only osir when it's detached, the wooden keli. It's enough to be mahmir when it's detached. Once you attach it, we can be lenient. So therefore, really, by a tsinor, by the case of the mikveh, it's not talking about a wooden pipe. It's talking about, say, a metal, or it's talking about a stone, right? So that case over there, he holds, you're right. Once you made it a keli and you attach it, it still has a din of a keli. Therefore, pasul, never no good. But the daf case you said taor. Daf is talking about wood. Leave wood. What is drabbanan? Drabbanan, we can be lenient. Good? Shani, particularly as drabbanan. So, comes the Gemara and says, Mechlal, Teshiva deoraita. That implies to me that the case of Mayim She'uvin is deoraita. Now, the Gemara, look at the Rashbam. Mechlal, the bottom Rashbam on the Yamud Rishon. מחלל שאיבד דאורייתא מדקאי בשני החשירים דאורייתא דלבית פרסו שאיבד דאורייתא והלו מדרבנן הוא. An amazing concept. The answer assumes that, you know why we were lenient by the daf case? It's דרבנן. But מקווה, that's a דאורייתא situation, which means, by the way, we could even be talking about a wooden keli. But since the psul to the mikveh is the oraita, she'uvin went through it, maybe mahmir. Man, it's time putting a wooden keli against the wall. But you take it as a midrabanan tumah. Tumah is the rabanan issue, Mike. I'll be lenient. But when you put a wooden keli to use it as a gutter, now the psul can be a doraita because it's mayim she'uvin going into the mikveh. Oh, now you have to be mahmir. Wooden in both cases. But here by mikveh, the psul can be a doraita. So the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? The psul of a mikveh of she'uvin, you're assuming that it's deoraita. And the Gemara is going to ask that. Is that so? Why? What's the problem? Isn't it deoraita? The Torah says that the mikveh has to be like a ma'ayan. Just like a ma'ayan is natural, the water comes by itself, so too the water of a mikveh, it's got to come by itself. You can't draw it with a keli. Gemara says, no, not so fast. Wow. We hold that the psul of a mikveh of she'uvin is the rabbanan. Rashbam says the case. You know what the case is talking about? Which is a big hadush. You have a kosher mikveh. 40 se'ah. It's kosher. No she'uvin, no nothing. Now, I take a couple of jugs of water and I pour it into the mikveh and I take out some other water. Rashbam holds that mikveh is pasul midrabanan. And we never heard such a thing. We always understood once the mikveh is kosher, once you got to the 40 point, do whatever you want after that point. Shuvin is only a problem when you have, let's say, 40 minus 3 three log, and you add the 3 lugin, that's a problem. But once you get to a kosher mikveh, put the faucet on. Right? That's real. He says, no. That's a sudra banan. Because Minat Torah, it's really kosher, because once you pour water in the mikveh 40 se'ah, when you put water, it's batel barov. The water of Shuvin is batel in the majority of the waters. Even if you throw in a lot of water, we say that as the water hits the mikveh, it becomes like mikveh water, so it becomes part of the kosher water. And then the next water becomes part of the kosher water. But he says, that's pasul midrabanan. We're talking about a case, he says, not a donaita case over the mikveh. It's a case we had 40 se'ah. So the water running through these pipes now is only going to be posel the mikveh at most, the rabanan. Or they go, she hold Torah out the window. Because your chiluk was, Rabbi Eliezer was lenient by daf. Because, we're talking about wood. Wood is only midrabanan. That's why he was lenient. Because tum'ah of wood is only midrabanan. So he was lenient when you put it against the wall. Oh, but mikveh, he was mahmir. What do you mean? Why should he be mahmir? Mikveh is also midrabanan. The case of shi'uvin is also midrabanan. So the answer doesn't hold. You understand? But I'm pointing out that Kaddush of the Rajbam. The other Rishonim that say, no. Once you have a mikveh that's 40, say, okay, what you do to it? But he holds that. He holds that's pasul d'rabanan. If you add shi'uvin to a mikveh that's already kosher, it's a problem. Anyway, the odd, another question. Ha'amar bi Yosef ben bi Hanina. Bidav shel matechet mahloket. We clearly have a statement that learned the case of the daf. It's not talking about a wooden keli. It's talking about a metal keli. So there goes also your Torah out the window. Yo, Hadush, no, we're talking about a rabbinical case. It's not rabbinical. The case over there of the daf is metal. Metal is, no, that's still Rabbi Eliezer is mekel. Rabbi Eliezer says, when you put it against the wall, it's tahor. I don't know, he's only leaned over there. So therefore, your answer originally was trying to say what? We're talking about wood. Wood? Well, what does the wood mean? Because, you don't know the law? Pishutekili etz, the right that has no tuman it. That's why when you stick the daf against the wall, the beer was with the head. And mikveh? Mikveh is the waraita. Shuvin is the waraita. That's why he was mahmir. Well, first of all, mechila. The mikveh case is the rabbanan also. So if this is talking about wood, and this is talking about wood, they're both Rabbanans, there should not be a discrepancy between the two cases. And secondly, the case of the daf is not even talking about wood, because we have a statement that the rabbi said that the ma'alot was talking about where it's metal. Metal is deoraita. So therefore, if by the deoraita he was lenient, certainly by the Rabbanan, he's going to be lenient. So therefore, it cannot be to be Eliezer, the case of Mikveh. So the Gemara says, answer, final answer. Le'olam Rabbanani. Really? I'll go the other way now. Really, I'll tell you that the author of Mikveh is Rabbanan. Okay, let's go back. What did Rabbanan say by the case of Daf? They were Mahmir. Rabbanan said, I don't care what you did. You stick it against the wall, it started off the wall, you put it away, it's Tameh. They didn't make a difference. You were hokek first. Well, you put it first, then we're hokek. Bottom line, it started off the wall, then you attach it, mekabel tuma. But by mikveh, they made a chiluk. By mikveh, what was the deen? No, actually, by mikveh, the Rabbanan also said what?
The beginning, but the end.
The Rabbanan said, go back to the case of the mikveh, the Rabbanan's deen was, sino shakov asutu basutu mikveh, kovav asutu basutu mikveh. That's the case, they say. The case was made in the Braita, because there's a haluk. If you chiseled it first and made it a keli, problematic. But if you put it against the wall, then made it a keli, okay. We're going to say that Braita is the hachamim. How? The Gemara says, Vishani she'iva de Rabbanan. Very good. She'iva is only the Rabbanan, like we told you, right? So therefore, that's why they're lenient. When it comes to the daf is talking about a metal daf. And therefore we're going to be mahmir. And therefore when you, it starts with detach and you attach it, Hachamim are going to say, Tameh, Doraita. But she'iva is the Rabbanan. That's why the rabbis are going to be lenient. Now you're going to ask me a question. Well, if they're lenient, then of course it's the Rabbanan, it shouldn't make a difference if they chiseled first and put it against the wall, or put it against the wall and then chiseled. If it's the Rabbanan, they should be lenient across the wall. Why did they make a Hiluk? So the Gemara asked that question. Which means like this. By mikveh, what's the posel by mikveh? What's the psul by a mikveh? Psul is a keli. Right? You cannot put water in a keli and then pour it into the... The water has to go straight into the mikveh or through the ground. Can I go through a keli? That's the law, right? Now the rabbis were very, very concerned whenever they made takanot that the takana is upheld, that the people don't get mixed signals that'll cause them not to keep the law. So think of the rabbi's point of view here. We want to preserve the law of you can't use a keli for a mikveh. Okay? Now really, this law is a rabbinical law. Because we're talking about mikveh that has 40 se'ah already, and you're just running some more she'uvim into it. It's only the Rabbanan. Okay? So therefore, technically, you're right. Since it's a law of the Rabbanan, it shouldn't be a problem. Once you attach it to the wall, really we should say, it's okay. I don't care whether you chiseled it first or you chiseled it against the wall. Since it's rabbinical, there's room to be lenient. But the daf case, that's a doraita law, it's metal, you're putting it against it, that's... But she'ivaz the Rabbanan, so therefore there's room to be... So why did you make a hiduk? So you know the Gemara says why made a hiduk? Because we're about the people. If you're going to allow a guy to make a keli first, that's a keli, right? Now you attach it to the wall, already in the people's brains, what did they see here? Oh, you can use a keli. Once it's a keli, before it's attached to the wall, you just undid the whole law of Mayim She'uvim in the people's eyes. Because it's a keli already. They don't process, well, but I attached it. You attached the keli, by the way. It's a keli, you see later. What are they going to come to do? They'll take a regular keli and start pouring water into the mikveh. So they were to protect the She'uvim. We had to be mahmir at least in one scenario. But if you attached it and then you started to chisel it, don't think that happened anyway. There's room to be lenient. Good? So let's review. That's it. We're done. Really, I tell you, the braita over there is going according to the rabbis. Cannot be like Rabbi Eliezer, because we said... It doesn't work. Rabbi Eliezer by daf said tahor in all cases. And the case is talking about metal. So if he says over there it's tahor by metal, certainly by the case of mikveh, which is the Rabbanan, certainly it should be okay. It's the rabbis. What do the rabbis hold? The rabbis hold by the daf, it's a metal daf. That's the oraita, my friends. By the oraita, I don't care. You chiseled it first, you put it on the thing first, the oraita items, because I can't use the oraita, that. We're going to be mahmir. Masha'en ken, in the case of the mikveh, it's all rabbinical. You have 40 se'ah already. Where the water goes in is the Rabbanan. So then we're going to make a hiluk. We're not going to say tahor across the board. We're not going to say kosher across the board. We're going to say kosher, if you put it against the wall, then you made it a keli. Because then the people can fathom, it's not a keli. But to make it a keli first, then attach, even the rabbis are going to say, no good. Why? Because the people are going to come from that to say you can use a keli and it's going to under. So that's what Abi meant when he said, "The ika torat keli alav betalush." Since it's considered a torat keli betalush, it'll cause people to transgress outside that. Amen.